Smitty here on the town with Mikey D. Yeah, you know, it's such a beautiful thing being here. All kinds of fun stuff and exciting things going on. We've got Octavate as the live band in the house, and we have a special guest coming in a little bit. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the local music scene, but Rock Garden Records had a fantastic showcase at Brighton Music Hall this past Sunday, and I thought that I would feature many of the bands and artists that were part of that event. And so as things worked out, John Pajita, the infamous John Pajita, who's been in the Boston music scene for quite some time, he called me up a couple weeks ago and he said, "Smitty, would you play drums on a couple of the songs that I'm going to be playing for the Rock Garden Records Showcase?" And I was very honored. "Heck yeah, John," I said. And really, anybody who knows John Pajita knows that he's just an amazing musician, performer, songwriter, just really a great guy, rock and roll dad, you know, probably one of the best examples of a rock and roll dad you'll find anywhere. And so I thought I would start off tonight's show On the Town with Mikey D with a little bit of John Pajita.
Punch drunk from the alcohol. Now I'm down at the dispensary. Tell the kids that daddy won't be long. Your mama was right about me when she said that boy's no good. I should have told that witch to save her breath. School, baby, you were the finest of them all, and everyone sure knew I was the man. You looked just like Kaylance, that hide it from infatuation. Coming for me. My daddy's gonna send them over. Now who's funny? We'll pack up the children. We'll move to Taipei. New Taipei City. Hey, hey, hey.
Stick together, we'll be be okay.
All right, John Pajita, you know, he's the first song we played, Idling, that's getting released on Rock Garden Records. And boy, oh boy, just what a phenomenal new record label here in the Boston area. I'm going to be playing a bunch of bands that are going to be popping up on Rock Garden Records. And I'm so very excited. Todd Erickson and Lisa Erickson. That's their record label that they put together, and really just a magnificent group of people, and you know, love them to death, and just really, I'm very excited by all the releases that they're doing. So to that end, Lisa Erickson kind of runs the label with Todd, and Todd is kind of like the production, you know, recording guy and all that fun stuff. But Todd has some history here in the Boston music scene, going way back to Shake the Faith in the early 80s, late 70s, Todd, you'll have to correct me on that, but definitely early 80s. And then more recently, playing with Holy Smoke. And Holy Smoke is definitely going to be releasing some stuff on Rock Garden Records. And they played the Rock Garden Records showcase this past weekend. So why don't we play a little bit of Holy Smoke?
Thank you.
trying to find balance. We'll be right back.
doing. Put on that station that rocks.
Records, cassettes, 8-track tapes, headphones.
station go. Reminds me back of the day. You were so funny, man, with your little radio. Walking around with your antenna up. Waiting for your favorite song.
Yeah. Holy smoke. Yeah. Oh, man. So good. You know, Todd Erickson, he is on a roll with Holy Smoke. He and Lisa are on a roll with Rock Garden Records. Really just so much fun getting ready to be unleashed here at the end of 2023. And our 2024 is just going to be amazing. So excited for that. So yeah, I'm continuing with some of the bands that performed at the Rock Garden Record Showcase at Brighton Music Hall. Next on my hit list, I've got a couple of singles from three different bands. Actually, I might even let it go to four from the show. And the first one up is a band called Fifth Freedom. Check them out.
Me.
All right. That was a nice block of songs. All the bands that I just played will be having singles coming out on Rock Garden Records. The first band that we heard was called Fifth Freedom, and their song, their single was called Lazy. The next band up was the False Positives with Leaves a Mark, followed by, oh my goodness, I love this band so much, Crow Follow. The next band was Satch Karanz with Those Lies. Great song. I've heard that a couple times on the air, and I love that. Then we had Crow Follow with their single In Between. And really, if you haven't seen Crow Follow live, they're just so amazing and wonderful. And they're all going to be releasing singles on Rock Garden Records, and they were part of the Rock Garden Record Showcase this past Sunday. So while I was busy playing these songs, I was surprised. Two people that I used to share a stage with back in, that would be the mid-90s, right?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, maybe it was like last week.
It was last week. Oh, hold on. Let's do this again.
Okay.
Board op. I didn't have their mics on. Let's do that. And let's do... Try it again.
How's that sound?
Yeah!
Excellent.
Matt, get on the mic.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes! So I don't even know how far back in this time machine you want to go. So I was playing drums with Mary D. Reynolds in Chainsuck, and
I did not know you played in Chainsuck.
Yes, you
so
did.
So you played with Ruben.
Yes, I played with Ruben.
No,
yes, that's
oh
a yes.
God. Ruben was the pre-Matt.
I know. I was the new Ruben.
You were the new Ruben
of
Missile
Thrush.
He was the
original
Matt.
Right, that's why.
That's right. Oh wow, that's right.
That's right.
Oh wow.
And You think you got signed, right?
We did.
Which label again?
It was an Elektra Indie.
You're Elektra Indie. Yes, yeah. Elektra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would kill for Elektra Indie. Elektra back in the day was fantastic.
Well, she'll fix that for you. She can tell you a few things. You won't
it
feel
was,
that way.
It was a great experience.
Right. And so at the just about the same time, Mary D got her deal with Wax Trax.
Yep.
And
yep.
We hit the road with Gravity Kills. And so you guys were, tearing it up, and we were tearing it up. But I think we must have played at least 4 or 5.
I feel like I remember a show at the Paradise for sure.
Yeah.
I definitely remember that.
A lot of shows.
You guys were a great band.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So, they fast forward. So you still look like the same person that I knew in the 90s. Matt, you and I, we actually got older.
from above our eyes is looking a little
different. Oh, no, I was there a long time ago.
But you have the fez.
I don't have the fez, so they didn't recognize me when they came in.
Mm-hmm.
But now you guys are performing in Lavina Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a great name. Is there a story behind that?
There is. It's actually my great-great-great-great-great-grandmother's name. My sister had done a family tree, and she showed us a family tree, and there's this person called Lavina Fall, like single, Lavina Fall, from like born 1806, and I'm like, oh my God, if I ever do something, I'm going to name the band Lavina Fall.
Of course!
Yeah.
That is a great name!
Isn't that fun?
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
And aside from the fact that I get to see you guys all these years later, I'll tell you, man, I guess it is a small world. If we hang around long enough, we're going to see each other again.
Right? It's a full circle.
A full circle.
Yeah.
And so there's a rumor that you guys have a show coming up.
It's a true rumor. We have a show coming up this Saturday. It's the debut of Lavina Falls at the Rockwell in Somerville, which is
nice.
I guess do they call it something else besides the Rockwell? It's like the theater at Somerville. It's next to Saloon. Yeah, it used to be called something else, but it's like, when you go down that saloon,
Rockwell,
it's to the right there. And we're having a record release party.
On what day?
That would be Saturday.
Saturday.
Yep, we've got a couple of amazing circus artists opening the show. So we've got a contortionist called Twisted Elegance doing contortion. And then we have an aerial hoop artist named Chelsea Ronte, and she will be doing aerial hoop.
Wow.
And then Missile Thrush, listen to me.
Oh, my
oh, God.
Wow.
Then Lavina Falls goes on around.
Like
that was a slip if I've ever heard one. Lavina goes on. We go on around 10:30, I think, or so. Doors are at 9:30. So.
Fantastic. So so you're going to have all this cool aerial stuff going on, and then you're going to perform.
And then we're performing, yeah.
Oh,
just
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
How aerial can it be? Like,
it's a pole, and then there's like a hoop on top of the pole. So it's purely magical.
Cool.
It's pretty amazing.
But, that kind of performance with a band. It does happen every once in a while, but I'm kind of amazed that it didn't happen sooner.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't people do that back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s? But now, you know, it's a kind of a thing. You see it every once in a while.
Yeah. You go back far enough, they called it vaudeville.
Yeah.
We do have a giant hook we're going to bring out later.
I think with the rock music scene, that vaudeville thing is just a little bit too close to the truth.
We've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
But it's actually going to be a great show. We have I have 7 other musicians joining me for the release. Matt is one of them from Missile Thrush. Scott from Missile Thrush is
on
guitar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, we've got
Scott. Nice.
Scott.
So with Scott,
yep.
He was with Gene Dantown.
Yep, for a long time.
Scott. Nice.
Yep, we've got Marty Hall on electric violin.
Oh, very.
We
cool.
have Laura Klein from the Daylilies on backing vocals, and we have who else is in the band?
We've your husband.
My husband. Yep, he's on guitar.
What's his name?
Brennan Cobb. we have
Brendan Fall.
Exactly. Brendan Falls. We have Justin Dusty Rocherel from he's an actually a great drummer from LA.
Oh, okay.
He's in town playing with us. We were going to be playing with Chuck Ferreira. He will be in the next iteration of Lavina Falls, but he was unable to make the show.
Wow, yeah.
You all know Chuck. Yeah.
Well, you know, Chuck is an amazing guy. So, I'm going to be a dumb guy here, Matt.
Yeah.
You're not going to be playing drums?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I am taking out my old... back to the trombone. I'm going back
nice.
To
I
no,
love
trombone.
No, he's playing bass.
I was like,
I'm the bass player.
I love trombone. I just, who would I see? Well, obviously, Crow Follow, they have a lot of horns in there.
Yeah,
but I did see another band where they had trombone. Oh, I remember. Two Ton Coming in the Heavyweights. I did a show with them a few weeks ago, and trombone is cool. It's beyond cool.
It's like more
rock bands and bands that of our genre, whatever the hell it is.
Absolutely.
We need more trombone.
I was actually comparing it to, so I play bass. I'm playing fretless for my first time. I'm going to be very out of tune on Saturday.
You're not.
With this show. But I was comparing it the other day to the trombone, because I did actually play trombone in middle school. And, you know, it goes on. It's a continuum. There's no frets, and there's no valve on the fretless or the trombone. And they...
You have 3 valves?
No, nothing.
I thought it was
just
like
a slide. You got a slide.
Just a slide.
That's it,
just a slide. Okay. Yeah. So,
well, we should actually incorporate some organic. Of that into some Lavina Falls stuff. That would be fun.
Because I have a good ear. I'm terrible at fingering stuff, but if all I had to... I play harmonica because you're just sliding in, that's the right note. But with a trombone, I should get a trombone.
Yeah,
I was like, there it is.
Yeah.
I think it's
going to
be the next big thing. I think in a few years, all the kids.
Wow, just from this conversation.
Who's going to have the new trombone band, the hot new band. Yeah.
There'd be like 5 TikToks. Like,
oh, my God.
About trombone.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, how far away is the record in this madness? Is it, like, even here for us to hear something? Or are we just going to talk?
Because I guess we're just going to talk.
That's
I'm not
awesome.
Really sure.
I love that. I'm good.
Do you actually have a physical media that you use these days?
I know.
Is that how you do it?
I heard a rumor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely available on all your downloading platforms on Bandcamp and Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon and everything else. So
I want
to. Available for sure.
I feel like, so I'm here keeping Valerie company, but this is literally Valerie's solo project.
Okay.
Just to clear that up. This is not a Missile Thrush reunion. Valerie wrote this record. She performed most of the tracks. She produced it with
Dave Minahan.
Oh, there you go.
So
yeah.
this is like her baby. And I think what she did is really great because, and I can say this because she's not going to come over here and toot her own horn, but I didn't write any of this stuff.
Toot her own trombone.
Yeah.
But I can, so I'm here to say that.
Fantastic.
I think if you like the old stuff, you'll like this, and it's got a different twist, and she did an amazing job with it.
So this is going to be an EP, a full album?
It's a full album.
Wow.
Yep. And actually, the LP is available for sale at the record release party on Saturday night.
Nice. 5 on each side? 5 songs? 4 songs?
I think up to 10. I think there's 10 on
10?
It. Yeah.
Right.
And I think the CD and digital release might have 11.
Right,
I think I pulled
right.
one off the vinyl. I can't remember now. But
I think you can do a little bit more on CD.
You can, yeah. Right, you can squeeze a little bit more if you didn't want to, you know, sacrifice the sound quality and all that. So,
what's interesting? But, I mean, people have many opinions about CDs. You know, obviously we all love vinyl, but you know, so I hate CDs. I know CDs actually good. Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it depends on who you are and where you are.
Exactly, and how you listen to it.
Exactly. You know. Yeah. Yep.
Well, this is fantastic. I mean, this, what a blast from the past. Yeah. I had no idea. I mean, literally, as I'm walking in here, Joel. Oh, by the way,
surprise for you. Some people are coming in,
and they did not bring their music.
Right. Right. This artist by the name of Valerie, she's with Lavina Falls, and you know, she used to play in the Missile Thrush. You ever heard of them? I'm like, what? Yeah. Ever heard of them? Yeah. Oh my God, we buried the bodies together. We drove out to the woods.
Yep.
I shoveled. I got tired. You guys would shovel.
That's so true. It's so true. So true, but.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, so this Saturday at Rockwell.
At the Rockwell.
Rockwell.
Yep. Rockwell. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well,
so it's a 21 plus show. It's a $10 entry. It's cheap night.
Nice.
It's something to do. Yeah.
$10.
So if you're out wandering around and it's not going to be freezing.
That's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'd love to see you. Come on down.
Yeah, very cool. Well, thank you so very much for coming in. I mean,
this
is fantastic.
Thank you so much for having us. This is great. It's so great to see you both, too.
Yeah, I mean, usually, you know, Joel lets me know who's coming at the last second. Yeah. I'm like, that's nice. That's good. Yeah. But so it was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I should probably talk to Joel earlier and just say, who do you got coming in?
I might actually know them. Right? Exactly. No, thank you so much for having
us. Well,
thank you so very much.
Yeah, and Lavina Falls at Rockwell this Saturday, and I'm excited. I definitely, I'm spoken for on Saturday. Had I known,
I know.
I would have just changed everything. But,
well, it's because Joel won't tell you.
So
I know,
I'm not sure if we're friends on Facebook or not, or any of the socials, but I definitely, this project, this new group that you have, sounds incredibly wonderful and intriguing. I want to know when other shows are happening or any other kind of event that you guys
Excellent.
Are doing.
Yeah,
I'm
we'll
really
sure
and truly,
to, yeah, we'll let
you know, for just to kind of see what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so very much.
All right. Thank you so
Thanks.
Much. Thanks.
All right.
All right.
Good night.
Okay. Wow. That was beyond cool. Really, I just... Missile Thrush. That is so awesome. I love that. All right. So, let's get back to it. So, keeping on the theme with the Rock Garden Record Showcase. So, this next band that I'm going to play... is actually a friend of Todd and Lisa's family via their daughter, Eliza. And Eliza has known this band for a while. And she has talked to her mom and dad about this band. And she kept saying, oh, yeah, no, they're really good. You should check them out. And they finally checked them out. And they were like, oh, my goodness, we have to work with this band. They're amazing. By the way, what are you guys doing? This past Sunday, we'd love to have you be part of the showcase. And so I'm going to start this next set off with a band by the name of Leaf. Featuring the vocals of Max Jones and Emma Durick. And Emma Durick, she is the daughter of Rob Durick of the band Mo. So, and really, it just, when we saw them on Sunday, they were just so refreshing and really loved them. So, can't wait to play this for you. It's the band Leaf.
I could read your mind. sorry, girl, I can't do that. Oh, and I know things ain't as bad as they seem. When you said goodbye to me,